Amen. Before we get there, as I was studying this week, it's kind of interesting. You know, a couple weeks ago, as we kicked off the year, we spoke a word and a direction for the ministry for 2018, and the enemy's come in like a flood. I mean, he's attacked on the left, the right, and here and there. But God says that he shall overcome, and we shall overcome. Amen? When I was thinking about this message this morning, this week, and I was meditating upon the words the Lord said, he had taken me to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. And after Solomon is writing all of these words, he gives the summation. Or sometimes when I'm preaching, you hear the close. Okay, I'll say in closing, and I'll sum up the whole matter of what we spoke on. And Solomon said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for that is the whole duty of man. What? To fear God, to keep his commandments, and that's the whole duty. Amen? So everything is fulfilled in that. One of the things the Lord was reminding me of when I was thinking about that, in our military system, we have active duty and we have reserves. And God doesn't operate on the reserve system. Hello? God has called us to all be actively in active duty. Amen? Amen? So today in Isaiah chapter 50, begin to read with verse number 9 in our text today. He said, behold, the Lord God will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they all shall wax old as a garment. The moth shall eat them up. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and have no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Behold, all ye that kindle a fire are walking in your own light, that compass yourselves about with sparks. You walk in the light of your fire and the sparks that you have kindled. This shall ye have of mine hand. You shall lie down in sorrow. Amen. And what the Lord was speaking to me about this week is simply this. He said, the title of this morning's message is, there's no tripping in the light. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse number 12, he says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So today, there's three things I want to share out of this text with you today. God calls us to obey, to trust, and to stay. Amen? To obey, to trust, and to stay. Amen? Can we lift the word together and make a declaration together in the house today? Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God called me to be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. And we're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do today. So, Father, I pray that you speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring glory to you, but may they also bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. Then when all is said and done, you will receive all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And Silas said, amen. Hallelujah. I love babies. Praise God. So first he tells us to obey. So turn with me in Jeremiah chapter 7. Jeremiah 7. The prophet Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 7:23. He says, "But the thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you." Amen? So we're talking about obedience. And in 1 Samuel chapter 15, and this is what I want to give an illustration of, is King Saul was disobedient and would not follow the instructions of the Lord or follow the Lord's commandments. We find in 1 Samuel, I'll start with verse 13. The word of God says, "And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever." In other words, he said, now he's getting ready to lose his kingdom as king because he wasn't obedient to God's word, because he wasn't following and he wasn't obedient to the Lord. And in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, here is Samuel speaking to King Saul. And Samuel said, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion, or disobedience, is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as an iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he has also rejected thee from being king." Amen? When I was looking at this, the Lord took me to the New Testament, to Luke chapter 8, to some words of Jesus. So turn with me, we're all followers of Jesus, right? And Luke chapter 8, Jesus is, there's a crowd of people around Jesus, and his disciples come to Jesus and they say, hey, Jesus, your mom and your brothers are here. And Jesus said this in Luke chapter 8, verse 21. "And he answered and he said unto them, my mother and my brethren are these which hear the word of God and do it." That hear the word of God and do it. Just as King Saul was rejected, God doesn't want any of us to be rejected, but he's called us to obey. Amen? You know, the writer of James says in James chapter 1, verse 22, he says to you and I, he says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." In other words, when I look in the mirror, I have to remind myself every morning that I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm a new man. I'm a follower of Jesus, amen? His strength is made perfect in my weakness, that I'm going to obey and I'm going to depend on him. Amen. And you know, and sometimes we find that it's a natural thing to be in disobedience. It's part of the world in which we live in. Most of your children would find yourself being disobedient, or did you tell them to do one thing and they don't do it? Does anybody have children like that? Hello? How about with you, with your mama, when your mama told you to do something? You were disobedient. You were in rebellion. You were in witchcraft, the Bible says, right? But God says that he's given you this power and the strength to obey him in his word. Because you obey him whom you trust. If you do not trust him, you can't obey him. If you don't trust him with all of your heart, you really won't obey him. You'll be disobedient. Amen. Turn with me to Psalms 37, and we're going to look at the trust. To trust. Psalms 37, verse number 3. The Word of God says this. He says, trust in the Lord and do good. Trust in the Lord and do good. We're to be do-gooders. Hello? It's probably not a word, but that's okay. He says, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. The prophet Isaiah says this in Isaiah chapter 26. Verse number 3 and 4, I mean. He says, trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust in the Lord for how long? Forever. For in the Lord Jehovah there is what? Strength. How long? How long? How long? His strength is made perfect in our weakness. In other words, we've got to be trusting. We've got to be relying on him. So to obey him, we have to trust him, because if we don't trust him, we'll never obey him. Are you with me? We use this scripture a lot, many of us, in Proverbs 3. I use that a lot. It's one of my favorites. Proverbs 3. We'll start to read with verse 1. He said, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. But let's not stop there. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. In other words, it's health to you. It's the cure for cancer. Hello? It's the cure for heart disease. It's the cure for diabetes. It's the cure for every disease on this earth. It says, be thou wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be help to thee, to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Then he says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thy increase. So shalt thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You know, one of the things that I've learned early as a child of God, I bring my first fruits into him. I bring my tithes and my offerings, and my 90% is blessed. 90% blessed will go farther than 100% unblessed. I've seen it, and I've witnessed it in the body of Christ, when the people had small beginnings and they were tithing, and God increased, as he increased their wealth, they stopped giving because it was more to give. In other words, you get what you sow. You know, whatsoever man soweth, he reapeth. And that's why the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy, And let me make something clear, because sometimes people say, so we have this mentality. Well, they're just after my money. Let me say this to you. I don't need your money. Hello? God doesn't need your money. You need his blessing. Hello? That's the way I read it. Is that the way you see it? I want to walk in the favor and the blessing of God. Amen. And I want to focus, because here's what the Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:10. He said, "For the love of money is the root of all evil. While some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Amen. And in other words, right? You know, you look at, you know, one of the things that Solomon asked God for. He asked God for wisdom. God would have gave him anything he wanted. He said, God said to Solomon, "What can I give you?" And Solomon asked for wisdom. And Solomon writes this wisdom for you and I to learn from and to grow from and to work from. Amen? He was the wisest man. Amen? That's why we're here, and that's why we try to bring it across, because the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. But for all you're getting, let's get understanding. Amen. Amen. That God has a plan. And all he's saying to you and I, he says he established a plan that we could operate and that we could move in the blessings of God. And he asked me sometimes when I was out of his blessing and out of his plan, the question he asked me was simply this: how's that working for you? Is it working? Hello? Well, if it ain't working for you, you need to get into his plan. Yeah? Because he says this to you and I. Listen to me. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you hope and plans to give you an expected end." Amen. I think he's got a great plan. Amen. He says first, he says first to us that we need to obey, to trust. And the third thing is to stay. To stay in the Hebrew, that word means to abide or to rest in. To stay upon your God is to rest or to abide in. So look with me in John chapter 15. Hallelujah. Verse number 7. Jesus said this, he said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you." He said, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be called my disciples." So when we abide in him and his word abides in us, we're not just hearers of the word, we're doers. We're putting his word to practice in our lives, and we're putting it into practice around us, in the lives of others. The beloved John writes this in 1 John. Remember where we established this. You hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Amen. In 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3. This is New Testament. This isn't Old Testament. Some people believe that this is after Christ. Christ has come. Christ has already died. Christ has already risen. All right? Christ is on the right hand of the Father. And the beloved John writes this. He says in 1 John 2, 3. "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, he is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth the word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith, he abideth in him, also him..." Wait a minute. "He that saith he abided in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked." Who are we a follower of? We're followers of Jesus. We're followers of Jesus. We're walking like he walked. We're not walking like this any longer. Isn't that how an Egyptian does or whatever? Amen. Amen. We're new creations, right? We're followers of Jesus. We're abiding in him and his word's abiding in us. What the Lord was saying, he was saying to me, if we're walking with him in the light, we're not tripped by darkness. But the key is if we're not walking with him in the light, we're getting tripped up all the time. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you know, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I. And the Bible says that spirit that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken or make alive our mortal bodies by the spirit that dwells in us. Amen. And that's where Paul, the Apostle Paul, could say, he would say, man, I've learned this lesson. Now I've learned I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me because I'm abiding in him and he's abiding in me. I'm abiding in him and his words are abiding in me. So I can obey him because I trust him. And because I trust him, it helps me to stay. It helps me to rest in him. It helps me to rely on him and trust in him and find peace. And every time I get outside of him and make it about me, I get all stressed out. All of a sudden, the adversary has a heyday with me. But if I'm walking in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. What? If I walk in the light as he is in the light, I'm walking with Jesus, I have fellowship, we have fellowship one with another, we're connected with one another. God has spiritually connected us. He's made us like family members. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Yo, bro. Yay, sister. Okay. We're not recorded today. I can go there. Hallelujah. You hear what the Father said? Are you with me? Did I lose anybody? Turn me to Ephesians chapter 6. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God tells you and I in Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, that's a mindset, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Amen. You know, we can abide in him. His word abides in us because by faith, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we know that the word of God says, but without faith, it's impossible to please God. For they that come to God must believe that he is God and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So we're here together. We're all walking together. We're all in different levels of faith. Some people's faith may be stronger than your faith. That's why there's power in the connection. That's why God calls us to unite together. That's why he calls us the body of Christ. He didn't call anybody to an island. And guess what? John and the Isle of Patmos would rather not have been on the Isle of Patmos. He was on the Isle of Patmos as a prisoner. Amen? But even in prison, we find revelations came. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God's coming to deliver the captives and open prison doors. Turn me to 1 John chapter 2. Verse number 27. We're talking about to stay. To stay upon our God. The word of God says, but the anointing or the Holy Spirit which you have received of him abideth in you. And you need not any man teach you, but as the same Spirit, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it have taught you, you shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. What is he saying to us in closing today? He's saying simply this. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 10. Verse number 22. He says, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What is God saying to you and I simply in closing today? Just as Solomon said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God or reverence him and obey his commandments, for that is the whole duty of man. God's called for you and I to obey, to trust, and to stay. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word, and I'm thankful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to the house to do. In closing today, you may be here today and you're not at that place that you need to be. You might not even be at that place where you once were. And you sense the Father drawing you today. His word declares, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and sup with him and he with me. And if you're here today and you haven't really given him full trust, and you feel him tugging on your heart today, would you just slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need a fresh encounter with Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I'm not at that place I need to be. Is that you? Would you slap your hand and say, that's me, Pastor. I see a hand. You may put it down. Is there another here today? Don't fight it. Just receive what God has for you today. Is there anybody at all? Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're the searcher of every heart and every life. Father, your word declares in Isaiah chapter 26, verse number 3, that you thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So since we've given the call and all of us are in Christ Jesus, I would like for you to stand. I'd like for you to come.